Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am here with my co-producer, Mr. Benny Mathers.
What? Co-producer? Who are you bringing in?
Am I getting shuffled
to the side?
No, I'm just wondering.
Oh.
Okay, you're the producer.
Yeah.
It was like something between co-host and producer.
So okay.
It showed up as co-producer. Producer.
How about a hoducer? I'm funny.
Well,
or a
good.
Prost?
That's good. No, I like hoducer.
Hoducer?
Mm.
Well, I'm a derucer for Conscious Talk in the morning from 7 to 8. They've named me a derucer. I'm a music director
and also
producer, so they named me the derucer.
Okay, so you can be the...
The hoducer?
Hoducer.
or prost?
Oh, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a whole show on this, like we did with the fish and the lobster show. Let's welcome everyone to the show today. Benny Mathers and myself. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And so what we do on this show is invite you to a conversation with us and the guests that we have to explore what it's like to live life full out. And once you've poked around in it and you've explored it for a bit, we invite you to take some action to live it. And so this show is available right here on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. But later on in the day, when we go to our second hour, of course, we are syndicated in a number of different cities and will be 5 days a week in Australia starting. I don't know if it's going to be next week because we have to get some stuff together, but the week after. It'll be 5 days a week in Australia, and that'll be at the 10 o'clock hour in Australia. And I'm not really sure what that is here, but my upcoming guests may. Maybe can tell us because they are from
10 o'clock here. It's forward. It's got to be in the morning.
Well, like can't you just go on the computer
look on the time and date
thing. Look in the time and date thing.
I'm not skilled enough. You do that while you do the show.
Well,
no,
wait,
I do that while you do the show.
I want to make a few announcements. One of the things that I want to announce is I want to remind everyone that on this Saturday, very special event with Jay-Z Knight, 5 p.m. to 9:30, and the location is Maggiano's, Little Italy. That is on 8th Street in Bellevue. And so that's going to be a very, very sweet event. And what I mean by that, it's limited tickets, and this is a face-to-face with Jay-Z Knight. And it's a Learn How to Create Your Day as Divine Creator event. And that's what she's going to be speaking with and talking with. And it's kind of rare to have a small personal event with Jay-Z Knight these days. And so I want to make sure that you all know about that and have information on how to sign up. You can certainly go to my website, drpatshow.com, drpatshow.com, and scroll down to the Thriver Spotlight and click on the sign up button. And that will take you right to the page where you can find out more about it. This is being brought to you by Nourish Your Soul and Michelle Copeland. So a lot of information about this. And then once the event's over, folks, we're all going to pile out onto the street and walk down the road for dessert at Jay-Z Rose Boutique. And so a combination of fun, connection, meeting certain people that are going to be there that have certain, that have tables that you can browse and much more. So, go to my website if you're online, or you can, let me just make sure that I get some information here for you. You can call Michelle, and I'm going to, where's that phone number on here?
Ms. Copeland?
Yeah, we'll have to get that phone number popped up for you.
Oh, and by the way, it's 3:07 in the morning on Friday in Sydney, Australia.
Okay, so that's why we can't do live.
Yeah.
live to live.
Because it's super ahead of it.
Right.
That's right, because during the New Year's, I guess, they're always celebrating when we're still getting up from the day before.
That's right.
So they're a complete almost day ahead of us.
So I have to get really up to speed on all of that.
Right.
To make sure that, you know, we're sending them good vibes and a great show.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, what I want to say is we have got 2 hours of incredible programming for you today. This is Thursday, and Thursday is one of the days where we try to specialize or focus on human potential. Our goal is to provide you with the kind of programming that's going to give you the tools that you'll need to change your life. And so I am thrilled to be here with Nuke Sanchez and Tomas Vieira, and we're going to be talking about an incredible book, but more than a book, an incredible opportunity. And the book is called Take Me to Truth, Undoing the Ego. As a matter of fact, we're going to be giving away a couple copies of this book for those of you that listen to the show. We're going to have a couple questions for you. And, you know, this book has been supported and absolutely recommended by people like Gary Renard, The Disappearance of the Universe. We know Gary. And so we're going to be talking about what it means to undo the ego, move beyond that stuff that may be holding us back, but we're going to get their perspectives from it. And then for the next hour, we're going to have a phenomenal conversation with John Holland. And I want to say this right out of the gate, and I'll say it to him again. Benny, I don't know if you remember this. You remember, like, it was about a year ago, and we had John on. And he was doing readings with a bunch of people, and mm-hmm. then he did a reading for me. Mm-hmm. As he always does, you know, if he sees something show up, it's either going to be about you, Benny, or me, and he'll tell us.
Right.
And one of the things that
He'll actually interrupt us to tell us. Oh, wait, I got something coming through right now. Be quiet. Yes, sir, right away, John, sir.
Okay, John, we're all ears.
You got it.
And he said to me, he said, yeah, Australia keeps showing up. Australia keeps showing up. And, you know, I don't know what it is, television, radio, something in Australia, connections. And, you know, Benny and I are looking at each other because at the time I would, you know, Australia, it's not even anywhere on our radar. And then the series of events started to happen. The connection with, of course, John DeMartini, but Olivia Newton-John and interviewing her. And for those of you that don't know this, Olivia does not do much radio. As a matter of fact, I've gone to her website and I don't see that she's done any other radio show other than this
one. She reserved all of her time for you.
And so that was as easy as pie. And, you know, it's not for me to understand. And then the next thing that showed up is Australia wanting our shows 5 days a week. And from what I understand about that, from what Ava tells me, mm-hmm. since she was the connection for this, it is a national, so to speak, channel in Australia.
Cool.
Which reaches every part of it. Now, I don't really understand how that works, but I will definitely be sharing more information about that today. So this is the day where everyone out there, you get to take a look at what you want in your life and move beyond the fear or the hesitation of asking for it, or move beyond the hesitation where, you know, you believe you're not clear. Because a lot of times when we're not clear about something, it has to do with fear. And that's what we're going to be talking about with my guests today. And so, you know, Benny, part of the conversation about truth and ego, and this is going to be something that we'll talk to Nuke and Tomas about. And this is the story of how do we get stuck in places, at least for me, and how do we move beyond? But the question around truth has always been an issue for so many people. And so this is going to be an exciting conversation with two incredible people who have gotten this broken down into a place that we can understand. And do you know the difference between needs and wants?
Well, I kind of do.
You do?
Of course.
Okay, I can't wait till they come on.
Well, not maybe to everyone else's likings, but to mine. Should I explain right now?
Well, how many times do we say I need?
Well, there's the needs are like
I
the
need.
Essentials. Like,
okay,
I need a bar of soap.
I need a
soap.
House.
No, I need a bar of soap. I'm going super low.
Oh, you need a bar of soap. Okay.
But then, like, I want a bar of soap is like I want or to try something else.
Okay.
But I don't really need it.
But do you need a new motorcycle?
No, I have one, but yeah. I want a new one. See, that's the difference between the how I see. It's like, if I need one, that means like my other one's busted and I want to get rid of it. So I need a new one because I still ride. But I have a good one right now. It runs perfectly fine, but it's a little older, but I want the bigger and badder one. See where I'm coming from?
I see you. I feel you,
okay.
honey.
Okay. All right.
You know, but I'm like, I need a new motorcycle.
Well,
we're going to have, they're going to straighten us out, dude. I can't wait for this. Let's do our gong and share what our card is for today. And when we come back from break, boy, we have got this conversation heating up. I think we've already, created enough confusion that both of them are going to have to straighten us out.
Probably. Got a lot of needs and wants flying around the place.
I need the heat turned up in the studio.
All right.
I'll
turn up the heat.
All right, here we go. Here's the card. I am prosperous in all areas of my life. I am prosperous in all areas of my life. This is today's Harmony card, thanks to Heidi Bayer.
I like it chilly, so it keeps everyone awake.
I know. But you got like a sweatshirt on, dude.
Right, that's the whole point.
I got this half Hawaiian.
Well, we need to get you a coat.
Wonderful things are in your life right now. Yes, they are. You're listening to the show, and we're connecting with you. How good is this? Practice noticing them. When you turn your thoughts to the abundance you already have, you dissolve scarcity and draw more good into your life. Remind yourself daily of your blessings. Mm. Now, I've got a quick announcement to make. One of the things that I've been saying I need is to get my computer fixed, and I'm getting it fixed. So what I want to say to for those of you out there that have sent me emails in the past couple months or so, you may have to send them again because magically, I cannot tell you how many emails disappeared.
Poof.
So Amy, you were on the show yesterday, Amy, and I want to say that if you're listening, please send me that email again back to me. And any of you that have connected with me that I owe a response to, please send your emails to pat@thedrpatshow.com.
Right. So the president, go ahead and resend all your information. We need to get you
yes,
on.
Yes, that's right.
Those types of emails.
That's right.
Right.
I actually got a phone call the other day.
From the president?
No, from the Hillary Clinton folks.
From the campaign?
Yeah.
Really?
I had a little invitation.
No way.
I did.
For New York?
D.C.
Okay, well, yeah. Are you going to go? You going to do a remote? You can interview Hillary?
I don't know.
All right, we'll talk about it.
I have to talk to Nuke and Tommaso.
Okay. Because
right,
is that a need or a want?
I don't know. It might be a must do. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. But you know, Benny, this show is apolitical.
Of course.
All right, we'll be right back.
Do you need help losing weight? Does your diet need improvement? Are you having problems getting motivated to exercise? At Personal Training Team, they design a program that works for you. Get results and achieve your fitness goals. Train in their private studios, or they'll even come to your home. Visit their website, personaltrainingteam.com, and call for a free consultation at 425-885-4825. At Personal Training Team, they make it personal. personaltrainingteam.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. Mondays at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Show.
The Empowerment Partnership, empowering the lives of thousands of people around the world just like you. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. To learn more, call 1-800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
Find out how you can not only slim down, but actually turn your health around and prevent diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. One Special Medical Spa is changing the way healthcare is practiced and doing it all at a magnificent 10,000 square foot luxury spa setting in Issaquah, Washington. Avakai Spa is the spa of the future. Call Avakai Spa at 800-988-7705 or visit avakai.com. That's AVIKAI.com.
Have you seen the movie The Secret and heard what they say about the law of attraction?
Seen it. At my church, the Center for Spiritual Living, we teach it. It's no secret to us. Hey, join me Sunday. You can hear Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis. She really has helped me create a life I never thought was possible.
I think I will. I've noticed big changes in your life since you've been going there. It sounds like a place for me. Where are they?
The Center for Spiritual Living is just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way. Three Sunday services. Go online at spiritualliving.org. The Center for Spiritual Living, honoring all paths to God.
Spend a day of enlightenment and healing for the body, mind, and spirit with John Holland and Brian Weiss in Journey of the Soul. In this fascinating workshop, explore spiritual mediumship with John Holland and let Brian Weiss open the doors into the realm of past life regression. See John Holland and Brian Weiss in Seattle on September 30th. Space is limited, so order now at hayhouseevents.com.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Should I sing?
Go ahead. You got it right now.
This is the remix version, isn't
what?
It? I love this.
Oh, it's from PM Dawn.
Yeah.
I'll find the original.
I think the original's so good, but the remix is good.
They're both good.
Oh, let's welcome everyone to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm here with, of course, Benny Mathers, who sits in every day. And Benny and I are going to crank it up and do an open mic day, just he and I. And so we'll be sharing that. But I want to tell you right now that I am so thrilled and honored to have my two guests joining us today, Nook Sanchez and Tomas Vieira. And the reason that I'm excited about this is because I'm holding in my hand their book, Take Me to the Truth, Undoing the Ego. And the reason that it's important that I talk about holding this book in my hand is because I'm probably one of the few people that can get their hands on this book, because the first printing of this book has already sold out. And for you, Dr. Pat listeners, we happen to have a couple of copies. And the popularity on this book, about this book, for me, has to do with the story of Nook and Tomas and what they have come to learn about their own lives and what they have done to seek out the truth, as so to speak. And so we're inviting them today, two people that are internationally recognized for their work and what they've learned in their pathway in their lives, are joining us to introduce you to this book. I'm going to say it over and over again, because it's one of these books you're going to want to write down. Take Me to Truth, Undoing the Ego. And Benny and I were talking about the difference between needs and wants, because that's in the book. Nook and Tomas, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Hi, Pat. Thank you.
Good morning, Pat, or as we say in Australia, g'day, Pat.
G'day.
Yeah, you were going to ask them about how to pronounce it.
Didn't I do it? I did it just fine.
Yeah,
g'day.
You did fine, yeah.
Hey, that was pretty good, Pat.
Yeah, that was not bad. Not bad. Well, you would know a little bit about Australia, wouldn't you?
Yes, we do. We live in a fine part in Cairns in far north Queensland. It's adjacent to the Barrier Reef and the famous Daintree Rainforest.
Wow.
It's just
beautiful. You know, I want to talk about your journey, and there's a question that I ask everyone, and it's this question. I just announced that the first printing of this book is sold out. Boom. And I don't even think the book has really been announced. I mean, are these pre-sales or something on the book?
Yeah, well, there's pre-sales and sales. Yesterday, we were organizing our forthcoming workshop in New York, and the Theosophical Society in New York said, we can't get a hold of any books. So we started phoning up around, and we discovered that although it's launched on the 28th, it's actually sold out. So our publisher is busily reprinting, and the good news is that books will be available again from the 5th of October, but it's quite stunning. I mean, we're absolutely blown away, Pat, by this.
Well, and there are very good reasons why people are buying this book, and we're going to talk about it. But I want to ask you, given what we've just talked about, you've had quite a journey. And my question is, what are the challenges, what are the obstacles that each of you have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Okay, Pat, that's a really good question. The challenges we've had to overcome. I think the biggest thing for us is we've had to learn what love really is, okay, because it's nothing like we thought it was, absolutely nothing. And so, you know, Tom and I don't know if you know the story, we've got time here, but Tom and I were married for quite a number of years, and we had a conventional what you call a conditional relationship that mm-hmm. most people have, and a lot of us don't even realize it. But we asked, when we were joined with the Course in Miracles or introduced to a Course in Miracles in 1990, Tom and I asked to learn what is love? What really is love? And why are we here? And I guess the universal inspiration, or God, the source, whatever, came in and truly taught us or put us on the journey, practically speaking, and took us from a nice little neat conditional relationship to totally taking that apart. And we actually came to a place, and I know this is very radical, and most people won't need to do this, so I hope I'm not frightening anybody. But what we did, we chose to basically be pioneers here, and what we did is we found that in order to truly save our relationship and to learn what real love was, we were faced with having to end the marriage. Does that make any sense to you, Pat?
Yeah, absolutely it does. It does. It sounds quite familiar, actually.
Yeah, in our case, what we found was that the form, the physical form, had so much baggage with it and had so much pain attached to it. And the other thing was that it still represented a safety net. And we were determined to get to that place where we blew past the safety net and arrived at the truth that if you love each other and if you extend that love and if you live with absolute unconditional regard for the other person, then you arrive at a place of love that nobody or nothing can ever take away. So here we are today. Nook's remarried. I'm actually staying with her and her husband here in their house for the next 10 weeks while we do our tour of the States. He's like a brother to me, and I know that nobody or nothing can separate us anymore, ever.
Well, and that's a story that I think so many people really are welcome to hear, because we can move beyond what sometimes looks like the surface connection of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what you talk about is really discovering, going into this idea of specialness, you know, I think you call it pseudo-worthiness.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Pat. Yeah, very much so. And, you know, as well as relationship, the funny thing is when you truly ask to know what real love is, because, of course, that's the nature of the universe. There is nothing else but love in truth. So when you ask to know the nature of that love without the ego's conditions, what happens is your entire life changes, not just your relationships, but, of course, in every area of your life. Everything does improve once the ego has begun to be undone. So your entire, I guess it's, what happens is for the first time in your life, you really believe you're totally supported, and doubt and conflict really begin to recede.
Mm.
So this, and you find out who you are, because nobody on this planet, or hardly anybody, I guess, on this planet really knows who they are. Okay? They just don't. No matter how many, how long you've been on the spiritual journey, if you think you are your identity, the identity that you have right now, then you don't really know who you are, because your identity and the belief system that goes with it is full of limitation. Yet the truth of who we are, once we undo the ego, has no limits. So, you know, quite literally, Pat, you are able to be a conduit for miracles.
I love what you've just talked about, and you come right out of the gate in the book by talking about an infinite initiative. And the question that you ask is a question that I love talking about, and that is, why now? And I wanted to ask you to talk more about this, about why now, in the context of what you hope to achieve with the book and what you hope your readers to achieve.
Yeah, for sure, Pat. Just before I go on to that, I'll give you some feedback from readers up to this point. Some early feedback from the readers that have managed to get a copy of the book. They've said, my God, this has hit the mark. You've hit the nail squarely on the head. The second comment that they make is about, it's really experiential and a practical guide.
Yep.
And the third comment that we've heard back strongly in terms of any kind of trend is that they're saying this is a wonderful daily companion to the Course in Miracles. And those three comments actually brought us, to both Nook and I, to tears, because that was the aim of this exercise. We wrote this book because of our own journey, which we undertook pretty much in isolation, in the sense of a spiritual family. So we, based on A Course in Miracles, we undertook the long journey, and we took the text literally, and we went up every, as they say in Australia, dry gully. We experimented with this and that and so on, and eventually over time we learned to discern the ego and its workings and its trappings. We learned to discern peace, and that peace is the truth, and that is what we're all after. We learned all of these things, and at the end of that we said, oh, my God, what we've got to do, or what would be wonderful, would be to share this for the purpose of collapsing time. So what we're talking about here is to be able to give people a guide so that they can actually look into a mirror figuratively through our book and see that unconditional love coming back that tells them they're on track, and also helps them to discern the path of truth and the path of ego, with the whole aim of collapsing time so that we can be one as fast as we can. Because for us, the great motivation right at the start was that basically we were sick and tired of this up and down. Can you love and then it turns to hate?
How can you
have someone you cherish and then you lose them? And we just got tired of that roller coaster ride, and we said, look, there's got to be another way.
I think that you are joined by millions of people in that area. And one of the things I want to say before we go to break about the book, and I've read the book, just so you know, is that the illustrations, there are two illustrations in the book that I think break it down into layman's terms, layperson terms, so that every one of us can understand this idea of the ego and ego release. And this has been, in the world of psychology, as you know, a very complex, complicated conversation. You've broken down the six stages of ego release to six illustrations on one page that, for me, explain this better than I can't tell you the countless textbooks I've read. And then the section that we're going to talk about when we come back, Benny and I are going to need some help on, is how you talk about the ego release and needs and wants. This is so important, and I can't wait till we come back from break to talk about it. The book is Take Me to Truth, Undoing the Ego. Any of you out there with questions about ego, we'll take the first two callers, come on the air with questions. We've got a copy of this book. My guest, Nook Sanchez, Tomas Vieira. We'll be right back.
Would
you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
Your body has the wonderful capacity to create perfect health. Set your body's capacity to heal itself in motion with Quantum Possibilities. Choose Quantum Biofeedback or Possibilities Vibrational Techniques, which are both based on quantum physics. The vibrational techniques use the power of numbers, intention, and imagination to discover and replace subconscious genetic memories that no longer serve you. Visit quantumpossibilities.biz and mention the Dr. Pat Show when scheduling your appointment to receive 1/3 off your initial session.
Chocolate, the new superfood. Yes, 9 out of 10 people crave it. 50% of us can't live without it. Eat it, lose weight with it, improve your health and overall energy. What are we talking about? Unprocessed dark chocolate. Not any chocolate, just Thai chocolate. Learn what is quickly becoming the trend in healthy eating. Eat chocolate. Lose weight with chocolate. Improve your overall health with chocolate. Life with chocolate couldn't be sweeter. Check out lifewithchocolate.net.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality? To wake up feeling clear and refreshed? To live without allergies? More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit lifeforceplan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
Do you dream of helping to create a more vibrant, healthy world? Study a healthcare method that is gentle, safe, and effective. Homeopathy has been the choice of progressive doctors and other holistic healers and their patients for over 200 years. Its success in major epidemics worldwide is well documented. Contact the Homeopathic Community School of Seattle at homeocommunityschool.com or call Lucy at 425-672-4485.
Take control of your health and wellness with the natural and modern way. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. BioSolutions is the most effective Rife instrument we've experienced. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio, Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
So true, funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe, this is the
sound. Yeah. Oh, honey, this is the sound of my soul. Heart to heart, touch finger. Yay.
That was a bad one.
That was a bad one. Do it again. Okay, there we go.
I'm a little jittery.
I'm a little, I know. Let's get a little bit more caffeine. Little,
yeah, exactly.
Let's pump it up a little bit more caffeine. Wow. Glad I meditated today. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, everyone. As I said before, I am so honored and thrilled to be talking to Nuke Sanchez and Tomas Vieira. The book that they have crafted, and I say crafted because I have a feeling that this was really downloaded to them, is Take Me to Truth, Undergoing the Ego. Now, if you go to find this in a bookstore, you're not going to find it. But what I'm saying is we have got a couple of copies for Dr. Pat listeners because Nuke and Tomas has graciously sent us these copies, and we want to give them to you. 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to have you come on with your question. We'll answer, not we, they'll answer your question, and you will get a copy of the book. I think we'll take two callers. You know, while Benny is getting the phones and picking up the calls, I want to thank you both for joining the show today. Let's make sure folks have the website, takemetotruth.com. That's the website. And let's explore this idea of looking at ego and ego release. What exactly does that mean?
Oh, okay, Pat. What does ego release mean? Oh, that's a huge question.
I don't fool around.
You don't fool around at all. Okay, number one, what is the ego? Just very quickly, it is the self we think we are. It's purely a mental construct, and it's a point of perception. It's the way we perceive the world. That's what it is. But it certainly is not who we really are. Like you, Pat, are not your ego. You're not who you think you are. Neither am I. Neither is Benny. So before you can really get into some good juice as far as spiritual awakening, you have to have undone a certain chunk of the ego or the false self you think you are. To give you an example, a lot of people at the moment are right into the law of attraction, the secret.
Yes.
The downside of that, there's always a downside to something like that, but the downside of that is that unless you've actually undone the self you think you are, then you're trying to manifest all of these things, these experiences, from that mistaken self called the ego, the person you think you are. Now, where it goes wrong here is the ego's mantra, the secret mantra, is seek and never find. So the ego, the number one goal is to make you go and look for it, get it, and then lose it, okay?
Mm.
Its mantra really, again, is to seek pleasure and avoid pain. But what it does do is it just keeps you in a cycle, ups and downs. Like you may find the love of your life and then you go bankrupt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you might find, you know, your dream home and your dream career and then you find out you have cancer.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
How the ego works.
Okay, got
right?
it.
Right? So what we're trying to do here is we're trying to undo that false sense of self.
You know, this has been for many of us, and my listeners have, have heard me talk about my ups and downs. I created something called crust busting, a metaphor crust for all of the stuff on the outside that blocks us from, you know, understanding and realizing our magnificence. And the reason I get to talk about stuff like this and have conversations with you is because I know what it's like to come from that place of limitation. Not that I'm at that ultimate place of infinite possibility today, but I'm certainly not stuck sitting on my couch like I was for some time in my life. When you work with people like you do in the workshops, what is it that is the most important idea, concept for folks to know if there is one thing for them to get after they've heard you or after today's show? What is it?
Well, I think it is that they're not who they think they are, and that who they really are is something so magnificent and so awesome that it's just going to leave them with that feeling like, I want to get to that.
Mm.
I want to have unending love. I want to experience unending abundance in a true sense, knowing I won't lose anything. I want to know that I'm loved till the end of time and beyond, and that's what they're going to get. That's the thing that we're going to give to them when they come to our workshops and through the book, is to give them the inspiration to go through this somewhat confusing time, and it is, Pat, to undo the ego. It is confusing at first. That's why we wrote this book. But what are they going to get at the end of it? Or what are they going to get during it even, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is this infinite sense of self. And not just for them, but they're going to see it everywhere. They're going to see it in everything, in every circumstance, and every person they meet. I don't think you could ask for any more than that.
Yeah. The conversation, and oh, let me just make sure everybody knows. Benny is on the phones waiting to hear from you all. We're giving away two copies of the book. If you want some help to move beyond and practice or see a demonstration of ego release, we're doing it right here today. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We've got two copies of the book to give away. And the reason that that is so important is because the first release of this book, even before it officially goes to the bookshelves, has been sold out. And we are honored and thrilled to have two copies to give away, which Nook and Tom have given to us. So our toll-free number, which is ringing now, And remember, there are only two copies, so you're going to have to dial quickly. 1-800-930-2819. Benny and I were kind of joking a little bit about needs and wants. And I say kind of joking because this is a big issue for people. This is a big issue. And we hear this over and over and over again. I need this. I need that. Why is saying I want so difficult?
All right. Yes. That, what we found is that at the beginning of the journey for all of us, that's exactly the situation that we find ourselves in. We think, we perceive that what we need is different to what we want. Mm. And it's almost like all the good stuff is like taking medicine. This is good for you, even though it tastes nasty, whatever. And we don't want to do that. What we want is the sweets and so on. So that is the fundamental stage that we all begin. But what we found is that as you then work on undoing the ego, those align. And I'll get Nookie to step in here.
Yeah, Pat, what we found, anybody who's on a spiritual journey knows this. When you begin it, it's sort of, you know, it's sort of light and fluffy and it's wonderful. And, you know, you've got this buzz and you want to share it with everybody. And then it starts to get a bit irky sometimes, right?
Yeah, to put it mildly. Yeah.
And usually this is what we call stage one. There are six stages, according to A Course in Miracles, that you will go through. And what we say, what we show in this diagram is at stage one, what you want, which is what the ego or the false self you think you are, thinks it wants all of these things. But what's going to happen in stage one is that you're not going to really get what you want. What you're going to get is what you really need. And at stage one, a lot of us on the spiritual journey don't understand that. And that's what we write in the book. We try and explain that to you so you don't go through too much conflict or confusion with that. Because you're trying to be the spiritual being and all this crap is happening, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, hang on a minute. What's going wrong here? No, nothing's going wrong. And this is what we're trying to tell everybody. Just hang in there. Everything is right. And you know, what you want often presents itself as ego attachments, okay? The person, say, for example, the person, you're falling in love with somebody, but they don't love you. You know, you're trying to get this job, this wonderful job, and it's not coming to you. All these things we think we want. Well, at the same time, what's happening is that Spirit's bringing in lessons that teach you the value, and this is what you need, see, is the value of forgiveness, acceptance, allowing, trust, and love. These are the things that we really need. And then we find, as we go up through the stages from stage one to stage six, where we're really into bringing heaven to earth, so to speak, between stage five and stage six. When we get up to stage five and stage six, then we find that our wants, what we want and what we need, are almost aligned. So there's very little conflict or confusion. There's no more suffering. We really are in that state of bringing heaven to earth once we get to that stage.
At this stage, what we're doing is we actually finally realize, oh, if I hand over my will to the unified will, it's actually what I want.
Yes.
So what I need, what mm-hmm. I want,
mm-hmm.
what I need.
Exactly.
And they're both the same.
They're both
the
same.
And it's the development of trust.
Oh, boy, but I'll tell you, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about how to get there. Benny, I wonder if we can eliminate the word need out of our vocabulary.
Oh, I don't know.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a tricky one. I don't know if I can do it.
Baby. Okay. The Need Want Challenge. You heard it right here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back after break. We've got our callers, Nook Sanchez and Tomas Vieira. Take me to the truth. Undoing the ego. We'll be right back.
Karen Ramsey of RamseyInvesting.com has been a certified financial planner for over 20 years. Ramsey Investing provides balanced, smart investment management to a broad range of people through the online web service RamseyInvesting.com. They are fee-only managers who do not sell financial products. They invest your money for you, track it, and make adjustments as needed. You don't have to worry if you're in the right investments or not. That's their job. Visit RamseyInvesting.com.
How do you start your day? Do you tell yourself what a great day it will be? What we say to ourselves inside our own head does matter. Quick start your day in 10 minutes with this CD of positive self-talk that will help you stay in balance all day long. The publisher of New Spirit Journal, Krista Gibson, gives you two unique 10-minute versions of positive self-talk, especially for the person who wants to approach their day in a more uplifted and spiritually based manner. To order, go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Embrace Your Day.
Having someone in your corner with knowledge and expertise fully dedicated to your success is the best way to meet your weight and health goals. I'm Angela Pfeiffer, certified nutritionist and owner of the Nourish Body. I am dedicated to teaching you how to eat right and coaching you through the gradual lifestyle changes needed not only to lose weight, but to keep it off for good. If you're frustrated with those extra pounds that you just can't seem to lose, do something about it. Take the first step. I make healthy easy and I make it fun. Take the first step by calling me at 425-747-5
Give your kids a gift. The Angel Healing Meditation from Positive Central.
Well, it helps me get to sleep faster. It also kind of soothes me when I'm trying to relax.
I like how you get to create your own special angel and how your angel has the power to transform things.
Learn how your children can enjoy the Angel Healing Meditation at PositiveCentral.com.
It makes me feel like I had a relaxing sleep.
Order yours today at PositiveCentral.com.
MyBrothersKeeper.biz, an autism resource website that is reaching out every day to help families around the globe, providing guidance, motivation, and inspiration. Whether your connection to autism is through a child or student, join in on a journey into the wonderful world of autism. Autism affects about 1 out of 165 children, and awareness is lagging behind. So visit and help change the world, one child at a time, at MyBrothersKeeper.biz. And listen to the interviews on The Dr. Pat Show.
Hello, this is Beth Weber from Zoe Lotus Healing Arts. Did you know that numerous health problems such as heart disease, depression, and even cancer have been linked to stress? Take 5 minutes each day to practice self-care. Take a walk during lunch. Meditate. Take a few slow, deep breaths. It's time to take an active role in your wellness. Small steps can make a profound change. Visit zoelotus.org or call 206-601-7204 to schedule a free consultation.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Yeah, everybody, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk Radio to Thrive By. Fabulous book. And I happen to have two copies of this book for you all. We have a caller on. Beverly, I think, is on waiting to chat with you. Let's bring Beverly up, Benny.
All right, let's do that. And again, we have one book left over. So if you want to call in and ask a question, we'll get you that book. So let's go and do the little switcheroo here.
Let's give out that number, 1-800-930-2819. And believe me, these are the only two books you're going to be able to get your hands on for a bunch of weeks. 1-800-930-2819.
All right, Beverly from Everett, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I was wondering, what would be the first step to undoing the ego? Where would a person start?
Yay for that question.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge question.
What a
Hi,
wonderful,
Beverly.
Wonderful question.
Okay. The first step is you have to have the intent to do it, okay? You have to have a real clear intent that you are prepared to actually let go and surrender who you thought you were and all the attachments that you thought were real. That's the first thing to do.
Yeah, and I'll mention in here,
a clear
the beauty
intent,
is the mind, what the mind wants is an answer like, tell me step one in a concrete form, like give up this or stop doing that or be nicer to somebody. No, the spirit will decide what you need to do.
Ooh.
But the first thing is, are you game? Are you going to step up to the plate? If you're prepared to step up to the plate with your heart and soul, then know that that has been heard. And the next part is that to stay aware. And what we mean by that is very shortly after you make that commitment, something will happen, probably the same day or the next day, but something will happen. And it might be something small, but it's about your awareness then being able to pick that up. And usually it will be in the first stage a point of conflict where your normal response would be A, and and you're going to be asked to stop and review that. And that's a bit like starting on the path of our needs and wants. We stop and we go, oh, traditionally, I've always answered in this way or reacted in this way. I'm going to stop here and look at that.
Wow.
And this is where I'll just ask Nook to mention our PIQ formula,
mm-hmm.
because this is probably a really good exercise to undertake for everybody to undo their ego.
Sure. We have a formula and in the book, which is very, very simple, and it's explained consistently through the book. It's called the PIQ formula, as Thomas just mentioned, and that means it just steps you through. Whenever you're in conflict, something's come up, you go straight to P, which is presence, the now moment. There is no other moment but the now, so be there. That means you've got to watch yourself thinking, right? And then there's inquiry, and we have a procedure that we show you how to do very, very quick self-inquiry as to what's really happening. This conflict, this argument with my partner is occurring, but what's really happening underneath the argument? So it shows you that. And then it goes to Q, which is quantum forgiveness, which is an entirely new form of forgiveness, not the old conventional one that we know of. And that's so it's the PIQ formula, and that's what we teach people to bring into, especially within, well, you need them for the whole six stages, but in the first stage, you really need to use it.
Well,
almost every moment.
This is absolutely incredible, and you know, Benny is doing a great job on getting the calls in here, and I want to say that what you've just shared is an absolutely phenomenal place to start. It's a place that every one of us can take a look at and not waste any time. We don't have to go out and buy anything, and we just do it. So that's part of the conversation. For those of you just tuning in, I want to make sure that you know that Take Me to Truth, Undoing the Ego, is available for purchase. We happen to have probably the only two copies floating around here to give to our listeners. Nook Sanchez and Tom Vieira joining us today, the authors of the book. And Benny, what do you want to do?
Well, Missy just has a quick little question. I've given the book to another winner, so
okay.
Let's bring on Missy first. So Missy, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hello.
Hi, Missy. What's your question?
Well, my question is, how long does it take in order to release the ego? Is it a constant battle? And how long do the stages take? And then what comes forth once we are actually, and I know it's different for individuals, but maybe for yourself, what is it exactly that comes forth once the ego is set aside? Is there true spiritual truth, or is it
Pat, that was a bit hard to hear, but how long does it take? Was
yeah,
that the main
that's,
thrust
that's
of that?
It, Missy, that's your question. How
okay.
long does it take? Because a lot of times we hear, you got to go through 10 years of therapy, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know, in hindsight, looking at our journey now, it's like as long as you want to suffer.
Oh, that's the question.
Okay, then Tom's right. It's how long you go. How long do you want to suffer? All right. Any one of us could wake up in an instant right now, in truth. But most of us have layers and layers and layers of a false identity and the false attachments that identity has. So it's going to take time. That's why we have time. Actually, that's the only purpose of time, would you believe, is just for us to undo the block, the one block that we have to the awareness of love's presence.
Wow.
That's all.
That's
okay, there's
great.
No other purpose.
That's
and
great.
That's for us to go home. So it could take anything from a moment to a lifetime. But, you know, mm-hmm. I think that there's a quickening, Pat. I really do.
I think there's
a great quickening, and there are books coming out like Take Me to Truth
mm-hmm.
that are helping people to do it relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to the phone. I think we can get Kathy on real quick. She's been waiting so patiently.
Yep. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Kathy. Do you have a quick question for
Yes, I do. My question is, you mentioned that you and your ex-husband had split up and now you're remarried. Is it your experience that you always have to give up something to get, you know, to get to the level that you want
mm-hmm.
to get to?
Get good question, and we'll end the show with this question. Take me to truth.com. Okay, Nook, you want to?
But I know you don't have much time, but Kathy, you're saying you've got to give up something in order to gain.
Do you
the
always
truth?
Have to give up something in order to gain?
No.
Okay, love that answer. I love that answer. So we don't have to go through fire and brimstone to have our greater good in life.
You know what? The way spirit works, the way we've seen it, it's about your being prepared to give it up. It's about your being prepared. If you are prepared to step up to the line, what spirit does is say, thank you. That is terrific.
Yeah.
I admire your courage. I admire you for doing that. Here, have it back. Not just have it back in its old form, but have it back polished, brand new, better than you could ever have had it before.
I love this. I want to make sure, folks, takemetotruth.com. Thank you both for joining me today. And I'll just let you know that in December, I was at a place in my life where I was willing to walk away from the radio. I haven't looked back since. And as you said, and I mean truly willing to walk away for a number of different reasons. And I haven't looked back since. And I'll let you know that exactly what you just described is happening for us today. And I want to thank you for being part of it.
God bless you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat. We love you.
Love you, too. TakeMetoTruth.com. Stay tuned. Kicking it up. Continuing the conversation. John Holland. We'll be right back.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW, Seattle.